thanks for joining us. We will call our meeting to order. Call our meeting for Monday, April 12th, 2021 at 6:30 of the Alloway Village Hall, or Village Board meeting. To order, roll call, Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Harris.
Here.
President Rafter here, and Trustee Green is excused. Okay. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented?
Move to adopt as presented.
Trustee Harris.
I'll second.
Trustee Genrich. We have a motion to adopt the agenda as presented and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Real quick, Brad, do we have, is Carrie on or?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, thank you, Carrie. Okie doke.
President Rafter, have you been able to set it so anyone that wants to record can record?
I tried to find it. It should be set that way. So if they can, great. If they can't, well, Jim, I'm sorry. I've done everything I can to figure it out. I am recording it, so I can send a link to it after it's done, if that helps. Okay. Item number three. Any announcements?
No.
Okay. Any announcements from my fellow trustees? Hearing none. We'll move on to item number four. What we did tonight, we're breaking tonight's discussion, which is a leftover from our meeting last Tuesday. We're breaking it out into two agenda items. One is the original bid. We have to vote on whether or not to accept that bid, either as a base bid or a base bid with alternate, or to reject it. Okay? We had a lot of discussion last time about potentially changing the roadway in some way, shape, or form. That discussion will take place in agenda item number five. So to my fellow trustees, if you choose to make a motion on item number four, and it is going to be either to accept the base bid as is, or to accept the base bid and alternate as is, or to reject the entire thing as is, make that motion. If your intention is to accept the agreement with, or to accept the bid, but with some modifications to the roadway based on some new engineering, I ask you or recommend you make that motion conditional upon the discussion that takes place in agenda item number five and the contractor's willingness to work with us on that. Okay? Is there any question from trustees on that? Okay. And then to our guests, thank you very much for being here. And what we are going to do tonight is we're going to address item number four first, whether there should be a blanket acceptance or rejection of the bid. I will not be opening the floor for that because what is really going anything well, I will only open the floor if it is the board's intention to either completely reject or accept as is. If there's an intention to accept it with modifications or to amend it later on, I will open up the floor or I'll entertain a motion to suspend the rules from the trustees in item number five. Is So you'll have a chance to speak at one of the two items. If you don't speak at number four, don't worry. We're going to be able to hear folks at number five. When I do suspend the, or if we do suspend the rules and open the floor to discussion, I ask that we refrain from repeating what was said at last meeting. We've heard you loud and clear, and we've received the emails. Once again, thank you for participating. I ask that any comments that are made today are respectful of everyone in this meeting. We are neighbors. We all love Alloway, like I said last time. And I know this is an emotional issue for some, but I believe that together we can come up with a good resolution. And just know that everyone in this meeting, I believe, has that intention at heart, and I look forward to our discussion tonight. So, with that having been said, I will accept a motion on number four. Trustee Harris.
Thank you. I would move that we accept bid AL-2021-02 from the bidder Tenet Corporation without the alternate bid of installing a sidewalk, and also that there would be modifications to the original bid design, and that motion would be contingent on the discussion, however, I forget how you phrased it, President Rafter. I like how you phrased that. To the discussion of making those changes to the design of the road.
And the contractor's willingness to work with us on that.
And the contractor's willingness to work with us. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Carrie, did you get that?
You're yes, I did. Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Just for clarification, Christina, her attorney is on, making sure that he is comfortable with everything as presented.
Yes, I did hear that, and I am comfortable with that.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion to accept the bid from Tenet Corporation without the alternate one sidewalks contingent or conditional on the approval of number five, or what's said in number five, and the contractor's willingness to work with us on that. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? Mr. Harris, why don't you start us off, if you would like.
Do you want...
You don't have to go into anything. Is there any discussion, I'll say? We have a motion to approve the contract conditional on number five in the second.
Because I had some ideas about changing the design, but I don't know if we would do that now or after.
We'll do that in number five.
Okay, thank you.
Any discussion? Okay, so we have a motion to approve the bid to Tenet Corporation without alternate number one, contingent on the outcome of number five in tonight's agenda and the contractor's willingness to work on with those us on those changes. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Moving on to number five. Action regarding 2021 Street Reconstruction Engineering Agreement Amendment for Roselawn Boulevard Design Modifications. Does anyone have a motion on this item?
I would propose, I don't know about proposing a motion. I think there, I've got some ideas on how we can change the road design from the original returned bid, but I don't know how to phrase that necessarily as a motion. But just have my ideas thrown out, and then we potentially accept, reject, modify that those series of ideas?
I would suggest you make a motion, otherwise we can't discuss it. And a possible motion that you could make is that you would like to make some modifications to the roadway, to the initial design of the project's roadway.
Do you need? Do we need to go in the exact? Because I've got two or three things I scribbled down. Do we need to go into each of those? Should I list out each of those items in the motion from
why
the
don't you? Yeah, why don't you?
Okay. Yes. Okay. I would propose that in terms of changes to the original design, we work with R.A. Smith. There would be no change in the current road width in the areas without the islands. We would stay at the current width of 36 feet. We would update the shifting of the curb on the north side of the road and islands to be approximately 24 inches. Again, no changes to the road width. My understanding is that by making that shift, there would be no effect on any existing trees. I think there's the number I have in my head is there are four trees that would be affected by the reconstruction no matter what, but shifting by 24 inches would not cause any effect on any other trees. And we would continue to allow for the possible future development of a sidewalk. I think that does it.
Is that it?
I think so, yes.
Okay, so I'll reiterate that just to make sure we're all clear. So your motion is to accept the bid. To make no changes to the current width of the roadway with where the islands are, right?
Right, there wouldn't be any changes to the road width from front to back, or from A to B. No changes to road width.
Okay. No changes to road width, period. Shift the curb 24 inches and no changes. So shift the curb 24 inches, right, on the north side?
Correct.
No effect on existing trees, and continue to allow for future development of sidewalks.
For that possibility.
Okay. So no changes to the road width, slight shifting of the curb 24 inches from the north to the north, and continue to allow for future development possibility of sidewalks. Okay.
Correct.
Do I have a second on that item?
I'll make that second.
Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? Would you like to walk us through your thinking, Mr. Ayers?
Yes. I was trying to figure out a way to balance short-term and long-term wants and needs of Alloway. How can we do that in terms of getting the construction done, but also look forward? I don't want to get us into a situation, because we don't know what the future holds. 25 years from now, we don't know what, there might be a direct push to do sidewalks. If we are able to do this shift of the road, over, we allow ourselves that possibility. And I look at something like Webster, I go for a run on Webster, and where that sidewalk is as an example, it's maybe the original design was in the right place at the right time, but it just doesn't fit now, and we're stuck until the road is reconstructed. So if we were to make an alteration of, again, not narrowing the road whatsoever, but just shifting a portion of it at the islands, that gives us the opportunity and doesn't hamstring future generation, 25, like I said, 25 years from now. I think that's what I'm trying to accomplish by the idea. I actually mentioned the 24 inches at my work today, and they said it's about, and because I was trying to come up with the idea, and they said that's about the width of a bush lawnmower. So that's how I was trying to visualize it in terms of the amount that's moved. I know a bush lawnmower is a little bit slightly less than 24 inches, but that's how I was just trying to visualize it. I'm trying to balance. I want to see, because I've heard loud and clear about the how Roselawn looks. I know how Roselawn looks. I'm next door to it. Trying to balance the look and feel of Roselawn, but allowing for flexibility in the future, and I'll shut up because I'm rambling. I'm sorry.
And thank you for putting your thought into that. Thanks for explaining. Any other discussion among the board members? Mr. Genrich.
I think it's a good compromise. I'm a fan of sidewalks. I recommend them whenever possible.
I'm getting some crazy feedback here.
Yeah, I'm fixing it.
Okay. But I'm also obviously hearing from the neighbors most directly affected by the potential project, and I appreciate that. But this option, I think, will take care of our current needs, and then also leave us the option, or us or other people, the option down the road to add sidewalks, or not. But at least we've kind of touched all the bases with this plan, and I feel good about it.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else from the board? Mr. Sampson.
I will support, or I do support, two of the three rationale that Trustee Harris gave, and that would be shifting the roadway in such a way that allows for, who knows, decades from now, maybe putting in a sidewalk. Also, that there would be just a very subtle change in those 40-foot wide islands. But as I think I mentioned to somebody, and I've corresponded back and forth, when this came out, I was really curious about the width, and people were going to the mat for a 36-foot width, which is the widest in Alloway, and talking about safety things and various things. And I don't see the need for a 36-foot road width in this day and age. What we're doing is we're taking 4 feet of potential green space, not a big strip, but it's a half a mile long street, and paving it over where it is not needed. And I just think in this day and age with the green consciousness, that's not a vote I'm going to support. It's a cost. Is that worth, you know, it might be $50,000 if you add in the maintenance and repairs. Sean came up with a number of 89. The traffic engineers are insistent that 32 would still be the widest boulevard straightaway in Alloway. Why do we need 36? Not a big deal. I mean, I can live with it. But this is our once in 70-year opportunity to say, you know what, back then, the 1950s, I think as I said the other night, people drive Cadillacs, concrete was a measure of affluence, we were proud of our growth, and now maybe the pendulum has shifted back a little bit more to appreciating green space. We heard so many times the residents love their green space. We're giving you more. We would give, Sean, if I'm right on this, each homeowner would get two feet more rather than 2 feet of very lightly used asphalt in front of their house. And for and safety, there's no question. Matter of fact, the best I can deduce is that it would be safer because it would have a 36 or 48 feet more. So given the traffic load, I think it might be a more attractive street. And we have We have spent a lot more time at our board meetings arguing about a lot less than choose your number, 30 or 40 grand in pavement costs or 89 grand over the course of this thing. So I do support Matthew, but I don't see that the 36, which was very generous, and back then that was a standard, a big whip, strip of asphalt or concrete. That was exclusive. That was distinctive. I don't see that it's integral to the feel of the street. And a matter of fact, I think it's a bad look for people insisting we can't live without 4 more feet of asphalt width, which experts say is not needed, rather than green. So that's why I think I'm going to vote against this motion. I would vote for it if it allowed for the 32 versus 36. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other trustees want to say something? Okay, I will just add my 2 cents. And
I'd just like to say I appreciate...
Yep. Go on, Penny.
I just wanted to say I appreciate the work that Trustee Harris and Trustee Sampson did in thinking this through, and I think both of them have reasonable ideas. But thinking forward, I have to agree with Trustee Sampson. We would have more to work with if sidewalks ever go in, if you reduce the width of the road. It seems to make sense, and you know, green space seems to be an issue. I can't see why people would be against that. I mean, I wouldn't be against it.
Thank you. And I go along with both. I want to come to a final design that works for everyone. And it's impossible because people have different ideas. So then the next best thing is to come up with something that is fair for everyone and really takes, and where the end result truly shows that everyone had a hand in the project. All of us, including the 26 people who were on the meeting last week and are here tonight. I think Trustee Harris's proposal is a very fair one. Like I've said at the previous board meetings, our job is to support people who live here now and to support people who will live here in the future. So we have to do the responsible thing, I think, and at least allow for the possibility of sidewalks into the future. Regarding the road width, I'm okay leaving it as is, and I also, when I heard Trustee Sampson say, you know, we are all talking about green space and park-like, and what's more park-like than grass? So narrowing down the roadway where those islands are not by 4 feet, surely I don't think will take away from the look of the roadway or the park-like setting Roselawn is known for. I will say one thing. Reconstructing that road is really going to make it look like a park. It won't make it look like Beirut, where it's been bombed. We have to get that road fixed. And I'd be very interested in hearing our residents' thoughts on the whole green space thing. Because it is. Ultimately, you either want 4 more feet at the areas where there is no island, 4 more feet of concrete, or we want 4 feet more of grass. That's kind of my thought on that whole process. So,
move to suspend the rules to allow for public testimony.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Okay.
Penny, we have a motion to suspend the rules and a second. Any discussion?
Is the discussion going to be limited to the 36 or 32-foot roadway width?
I'm going to ask that residents, they feel free to share their opinions with the items on the table right now, the motions on the table. I would ask that, or I would limit the discussion to 2 minutes unless I feel it should go longer. And so, yeah, I'll listen to anything that's new or in response to what was said tonight. Any other discussion? 1 second, Maureen. Thanks. Any other discussion among trustees? We have a motion to suspend the rules in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. So I will open the floor. Please raise your hand. We're going to go with Maureen first. But as I said, I'll ask for you to keep your comments brief, to the point, and we will work this thing out. So Maureen, please share.
Thank you. I just want to,
Maureen, yes. Please give us your full name and address. Thank you.
Maureen Lawson, 440 Roselawn Boulevard. I would like to thank Trustee Harris for the motion that he's placed on the table. I like just a point of clarity, the 24 inches that Trustee Harris referred to, is that 24 inches on the north side of the boulevards?
That, Trustee Rafter, may I?
Yes, you may.
That is the idea I've had it in my head, is that it would, nothing would change on the south side, it would just be 24 inches of movement on the north curb, the north side of the boulevard. I'm not sure the best way to phrase it. So, yes.
All right. Thank you. That clarifies that question for me. I would just say, personally, I think that the 4 feet is something that I could live with. I would prefer the width of the road to stay as it is because of the way that we use the street. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Maureen. Anyone else like to say anything? If so, please raise your hand. 461 Merck. I guess that's Mary Ellen.
Yes, it is. I'm at my mother-in-law's house. She has an issue with her sump pump this evening, so I'm not at home. My husband is with me.
Well, but good luck with it.
My question is, you are shifting the... I just want to make sure I understand clearly and correctly. The motion that's on the table is to shift the northbound side out on the residence side by 2 feet. And in order to do that, are we still shaving to 2 feet off of those boulevards? And where are you getting 4 foot in change? That's what I don't understand.
Okay. Trustee Harris.
Again, my idea is for the westbound, you helped me figure out a better way to phrase it. For the westbound lane, everything would move, staying the exact same width, it would move over 24 inches. So the boulevard, instead of being 40 feet wide, would become 38 feet wide. And that's just the idea I had in my head of being able to do this. Yes, the homeowner who has boulevard in front of them would gain 2 feet of grass.
On the north side, correct?
Yep, correct.
Correct. No changes whatsoever in the idea for the south side.
Correct. So you're still... Help? Yes. So you're shifting that north lane is basically what you're still working with. Is you would still be shifting that north lane 2 feet in order to accommodate the sidewalk on the north side of the street.
The possibility of a sidewalk.
I get that. It's the possibility of a sidewalk. I'm trying, as you can tell, I'm trying in my head to word this correctly so that I'm okay. And then our understanding is that there would be no infrastructure for sidewalks within the bid. Is that correct?
How do you refer to infrastructure?
Originally, there was an issue of whether we would put, still have the infrastructure, as in the bedding, and all of that stuff built in, but not actually pouring concrete for the sidewalk. That was one of the options and versions that I've heard through this time period, and I just want to confirm that we would not necessarily have that infrastructure placed into the ground. We would, your motion is to just create the amount of space that would be needed.
Let me clarify. You stated infrastructure would destroy people's driveways, so you could in the future put in sidewalks. As Sean clearly stated, the village could do whatever they want, whenever they want, because they own the property. I just want to make sure that you're not putting in infrastructure. Thank you.
Thank you. Sean, you there?
Yep.
In terms of infrastructure, it's my understanding that while preparing for sidewalks, we're not putting any aggregate in for sidewalk beds or anything like that, except at the driveway locations, and that we're basically grading the property to allow for sidewalks in the future. Is that true?
That is correct.
Okay. So, to Mary Ellen's husband's question, we will, the plan is, as proposed, is to remove the aprons, including the section where the sidewalk would be, and to replace that with concrete when the project is done.
Okay, so then the driveways on the north side would look the same.
Yep.
Okay, they wouldn't look any different. Okay, yep. So I'm still confused as to where. So if I'm understanding correctly, Trustee Sampson's issue is he would prefer to have the larger straightaways narrowed by that additional 2 feet. Is that my understanding?
Trustee Sampson. That was 1 second.
Feet on each side. I think that's how you apportion it up. There would be, by definition, curb to curb is a width, curb face to curb face. If we go to 32 feet, which again would still be the widest, you save 4 feet. And I think you would apportion that out when the new road is laid in by 2 feet on the north side, 2 additional feet on the south side. I think. I'm not.
That would be my question to Sean then.
Well, the question is, how will it be designed? And
correct. Because it's very hard to understand, and that's been my issue all along.
Okay.
It's very hard to understand, and that's why I put that into the email that I sent.
Yep. Okay, let's try this then. Just try to envision this.
Yeah.
And let me know if you like the idea or not. So, where there are no islands, right? The straightaway, if you want to call it that. Right now, I understand it to be 36 feet wide. If we took 2 feet, narrowed each side by 2 feet, bringing that straightaway to 32 feet, both houses on each side of the roadway would gain another 2 feet of grass. Does that make sense? Can you envision that?
I can, but I also can't envision what it would, the curved structure that is presently there, that is a natural safety and traffic slowdown, how would that change?
I think it would make it even, it would even help.
You think? Okay. This is part of what I get concerned about.
Okay, well, let me do this then. What is your concern? How would traffic speed up if you were to narrow a roadway like that and increase a bigger curve?
You might not be creating a bigger curve because you're also moving those areas by the boulevards by the same amount, by 2 feet. So you might not be creating a bigger curve. That's what my question is.
Okay, good question. Mr.
That's what I'm trying to get clear with Sean and the engineering plans and trying to figure out. I understand the issue of pavement. I get that. And I understand the cost issue of pavement. We totally get that. But our concern is those straightaway areas, because of the way they're made, are made, and you have to make a turn when you come out of them.
Yeah.
And in fact, each of those boulevards is a different width. They
so you want to ensure that speed inhibitor, as I call it.
Correct, that structure remains the same.
Okay. I get it.
That's what I'm trying to figure out here.
Okay,
without
great.
Narrowing significantly, the other issue that we have talked about with narrowing is the issue of the trailers, which would become an additional issue if you narrow the street.
Okay. Thank you. Sean, if we were to reduce the straightaway width from 36 to 32, does that reduce the amount of curve in the road, or increase it, or leave it as is?
Well, the reduction in roadway width outside of the islands will, based on studies, suggest that that will calm traffic. A narrower roadway will calm traffic. Now, at that approach angle to the islands, on the north side, the angle of deflection will decrease slightly, making that movement a little bit easier. On the south side, there'll be no change. We're not proposing to change the island width on the south side. So that angle of deflection will not change on the south side. But on the north side, there'll be if the curb and gutter is moved inward to the center of the island, the 2 feet that Trustee Harris is suggesting. Right now, as designed, it's 2.5 feet. That angle will be a little bit flatter. But I don't honestly think that it's going to change the travel speed on the roadway.
Okay. If we shift... Continuing on Mary Ellen's questioning, if we shave 2 feet off the north side of the islands, right, and the roadway
yep.
that way,
yep.
but we also narrow the roadway and the straightaways by 2 feet, aren't we pretty much maintaining the same curve?
On the outside, yes. And then on the inside, no.
Okay, but on the outside, so you'd still have the curve, is my point.
We think.
No, I'm
right.
asking you.
Right, exactly. And we don't have an engineering plan.
Sorry, Mary Ellen, I can't.
Sorry.
And if my question is not answered.
To answer your question, the angle will change slightly. Think of it this way. It's the angle between the center line of the roadway outside of the islands and the proposed curb and gutter on the north side, which is being moved closer to the roadway center line. So that angle is going to change slightly. Not a lot, but a little bit. Potentially making it a little bit easier for a motorist to make that movement from the area where there are no islands to where there's an island today. So there's going to be a slight change there, but I think overall there'll be no real change to the travel speed.
Okay.
is outside of the island areas, we're going to narrow the roadway. And again, engineering studies have suggested that that actually calms traffic, that slows traffic.
Okay. So, Mary Ellen, did that clarify that for you?
It did clarify, but I still do not want the straightaways narrowed. I'm completely against that. I really don't even want the street changed. If we have to change it by 2 feet, as I said, the street right now, we do have a reduction in speed very naturally. We all do it because you cannot speed down that street. Right. So if you change the angle, that's my concern.
I get it.
That we'd be able to do that. So I'm done. For that piece, I'm done.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the thought you put into that. For safety reasons, right? So I appreciate that. Okay, we have, I didn't see who raised their hand first, but I'm going to go to Mike, because you're in my left upper screen.
All right.
Now you
Mike Booth, 400 Roselawn Boulevard. A couple questions. First of all, if the width of the non-boulevard portion of the roads are narrowed, would parking remain the same or be eliminated the length of the street?
Good question, Mike. Mr. Dean.
Parking would remain the same. We would not restrict parking. We would continue to allow for parking on both sides. With the narrower street width outside of the island areas, now we would have to potentially consider a temporary parking ban on to just one side of the street during the spring walleye season, because you've all indicated to me that during that period that trucks and trailers park on both sides and it makes it hard to navigate through. Trucks and trailers take up more space than your average car. So if we were to move ahead with the narrower roadway outside of the islands, that would be something that we'd have to watch. And in the spring of the year, we would, if it's an issue, we would restrict parking during that time period to on one side of the street.
Did that help, Mike?
That did. One second question, then I'm done.
Sure.
I don't want to get too far ahead of our skis here, but with Trustee Harris's ideas about just that 24-inch shift that we were just discussing, with the expectation, thinking ahead, because this thing that we're talking about has only been the 1,400 feet west end of Roselawn. Would all the other boulevards further on the east end of the street and in the middle of Roselawn going toward Webster also be shaved down? Is that the thinking long term? Because we are thinking 25 years in advance, right?
Right. And I believe the answer is yes. Sean, would you like to? And before I ask him to answer that, the idea, I know there's concerns among some about splitting the project into two. We've done that before, and we'll most likely do it again because the cost of construction. And so when we say we don't know if we're going to do a roadway in 2, 3, 4 years, we're going to do the other half. We have to do the other half. It's falling apart. That's why we're doing all this. So I just want you to know, someone will say, and they're right, no one has a crystal ball. But we do know there are two things for sure in life. That's death and taxes. So taxes will never stop. And taxes pay for the roadway. So we're going to have a roadway completed one way or the other. But Sean, to Mike's second question, is the plan then, if we shave 2 feet from the island, to continue that on the eastern half of the project?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the same design standards would hold true for the east end as well as the west end?
Correct.
Unless
Yeah, we, right. What based on the decision making tonight, what's decided tonight will get implemented to the west end, or I'm sorry, the east end of this project. Now, we haven't dug into it in a whole lot of detail. There could be a wrinkle or two, but we'll work through those challenges. So the intent would be yes. Whatever is decided tonight, we would carry through the entire street segment.
Thank you. Mike, did that help?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll go to 260 Roselawn.
Hi, Diane Ridge, 260 Roselawn.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. I have a little bit of a disagreement about narrowing the roadway on both sides of the non-boulevard sections. I can see on the north side you are narrowing it 2 feet on the non-boulevard section, also narrowing it 2 feet on the boulevard section, bringing the street, shifting it over. That would keep the curve the same because it's 2 feet all the way down the street that the whole road is coming south. However, on the south side of the street, if you're only narrowing the sections that are not in front of a boulevard, you are drastically increasing the angle that cars will have to maneuver around that narrowed part of a non-boulevard section. Because if the rest of the street on the south side is staying the same, you have 2 more feet that you have to come in and around for every boulevard. On a normal street, if you were narrowing the street to 32 feet because you're saying that that's the standard width for a street, it's a straight shot. I can understand that it's not going to affect safety. However, I believe by narrowing those non-boulevard sections by 2 feet, increasing that angle that cars are going to have to go around all of the boulevards, you are definitely decreasing the safety factor on our street. I don't know. It just seems, how can you not say that that's going to affect safety? I mean, that's going to affect the safety of the street. When cars are maneuvering with pedestrians, currently we feel safe. As bikers, we currently feel safe on the road. With people being, they know what to expect when coming around these boulevards. People that live on our street have maneuvered them since the day they moved in. However, now, when you're going south on the street, it might be the same curve. Going north on the street, it's not going to be the same curve going around those boulevards. I don't know if there's a compromise here. Can the south side be left and not narrow that by 2 feet? You know, that you keep saying that it's a long street and that by paving a smaller section, 4 feet all the way down the street, it's going to save a lot of money. It's not narrowing it by 4 feet all the way down that 1/6 of a mile street.
Okay.
The boulevards take up a much bigger portion.
Okay. Diane, let me ask for a clarification from Sean. Is that okay?
Sure.
Sean, on the south side of the road, will the curvature of the road change today if we narrow the sections without the islands by 2 feet?
No, it doesn't change. A vehicle is to follow the center of the roadway. And at these boulevards, they're to follow the boulevard, curb and gutter. When we drive down a roadway, we don't drive along the outside of the roadway. We drive just off of the center of the roadway. So on the south side, we're not changing anything geometrically. Does that make sense?
So the curvature the way the road goes today on the south side of the street,
yep,
won't change from the way it is today.
Correct.
So
Diane, are you comfortable with that? If the road, if the way the roadway runs today on the south side does not change?
If the south side is not narrowed by 2 feet in the non-boulevard sections, yep, I'm fine with that. I can see that it would not change. However, you're saying that it's going to come in by 2 feet on each side of the road. South side is going to come in by 2 feet. The north side is going to come in by 2 feet. Is that correct, Mr. Jan?
I'm sorry. Just ask me the questions if you don't mind, Diane.
Okay, sure.
Thanks.
Mr. Raptor.
Thank you.
Would you like me to repeat it? I'd be happy to repeat it. I want to have the record straight.
Call me the hub. So your point is you don't want the pathway, the way that the current street goes on the south side, you don't want that to change because you feel that the curvature, the way it curves, provides safe passage.
It would be maintained at the same curvature that it currently is what I would like to maintain.
That's what
primarily, I would like to say, please don't narrow anything. It's a boulevard. It's not a street. A street is straight.
Okay.
Safety is pretty easy to see on a 32-foot wide street that's straight. You don't have cars turning back and forth.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much. We'll move on to 480 Roselawn.
Hello. Margaret Allen, 480.
Hello, Margaret.
You were asking for some resident input about how the street is used and our thoughts on the Trustee Harris's ideas. When I'm up and down the boulevard, I see a lot of our younger families are out in those straight parts, you know, on their little training wheel bikes and, you know, doing the things with their parents. Those sections are pretty well used. There aren't children running amok out there, obviously, but they are pretty well used. Personally, I mean, my kids spend a lot of time trying to rollerblade down the street. As you said, it is kind of a bit of a dumpster fire. It's rough. As we've outlined in all of our communications, I'm not a huge fan of anything being new. I want everything to stay the same. And I do. But something that I think, that, you know, when we're talking about that green space piece that Trustee Sampson has talked about, and this is just me, I'm only speaking for myself, I'm not speaking for the group at this juncture, but as someone who has not given up and bought a riding lawnmower, 2 more feet of grass does not sound appealing to me, because I have to mow that. Trees are very appealing to me. Actual park spaces with playground equipment, that is very appealing, and I realize that's not the discussion, but I would rather see those wider spaces available for kids and families to enjoy. I'd rather see the street stay as much the same as possible. There was some discussion about, back in the day, how things were. Many of the residents on this street, myself and my husband included, drive larger vehicles. I mean, you know, the number one selling vehicle in Wisconsin is a pickup truck. No joke. I looked it up. They're easily have to be about the length of a caddy. I understand the argument, and I understand about, I was, you know, talking to an engineering friend of mine about the idea of the street diet and the savings and whatnot. I get that. But in a place where, you know, many of us drive big vehicles and we're using the street as it is in ways that are, you know, family-centric and positive, I like the stasis right now. It really feels well used and neighborhoodly. So that's what I would like to say.
Very good. Thank you very much. Let me move on to only identified as iPad 2, but I think it's our friend from either St. Francis or St. Mary. I will... Okay. Well, until they come back, I will move on to Mary Jo Brooks.
I don't think, I think other ones were before me, but I just had one little comment, and you can't see me, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you.
Good, good. Yeah, I just kind of like wonder why, you know, it seems like a lot of work for nothing because, you know, nobody really wants it here. But anyway, you know darn well narrowing up, all this narrowing and stuff is leading to a sidewalk. You know, we don't need a sidewalk. That's a sidewalk. Yeah, you want a sidewalk, and we don't want a sidewalk. We don't need a sidewalk. I don't want a shovel, and I don't want more grass. And you know, it just I don't know how to say it, but
wrong.
Yeah, that's all.
I would thank you, Mary Jo. I would say that. It is not necessarily leading to sidewalks.
Well, then why do it?
Because we believe we have a responsibility, or at least this is what's been discussed, that we have a responsibility to watch out for people today and to watch out for people in the future. And much like Matthew said earlier, Webster Avenue, if they would have taken that into consideration back when they did Webster Avenue, we could have fixed something. But now it would be extremely expensive, especially for the length of Webster Avenue, to go and do anything to allow for a bigger terrace and then a sidewalk and bike property. If they did it right the first time, we would have been in better shape. I'll tell you honestly, if it ever came up again at a village board meeting and I had the response that I've had from you folks on this project, I'd vote no on sidewalks.
We didn't know about it.
But I still believe it's, personally, I believe it's the responsible thing to do because the impact to the homeowner on the grading of the dirt to allow for future sidewalks won't hurt. Now, I do, to Margaret's point, adding the extra 2 feet, you know, we'll find people who like the extra 2 feet of grass and we'll find people who don't. But that's why we're all here together trying to figure it out. Thank you, Mary Jo. And one second. Let me go to... Ma'am, I'm sorry I forget your name. You spoke last time. And there you go.
I can't too. Thank you. I'm sorry. My name got lost on the iPad for some reason.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm Yvonne Lead, and I live at 234 St. Francis Drive. So
thank
I'm
you.
Not a Roselawn resident. However, I walk Roselawn a lot. And I've been following this discussion, and it does seem to me that you're trading available space that is already well used for the possibility of sidewalks. Plus, it does not conform to what you normally use for sidewalks. I drove down Webster. The connection points from Webster to the East River Parkway are Broadview, which goes to a school, Hoffman Road, which is a state, a county highway, and Longview, which also goes to a school. So the argument that you have of connecting it for the Fox River Trail doesn't really ring true to me. And the other thing is that when you have this large of a group of people that are against it, and you have five proponents on the board that are obviously in favor of sidewalks, I see somewhat of a disconnect between the people that are being represented.
Yvonne, I'm sorry, but we're not suggesting sidewalks, so we're just preparing the land to accept what should future board or the Village of Alloy want.
But if
it.
You But if you do narrow the road that is now being used by kids on their bicycles and everything else, it's going to lead to people saying, well, that's not safe anymore. We should have sidewalks.
Okay, good point. Good point. Thank you. I will invite Robin. She just left. We'll go back to Maureen real quick. I'll be right with you, Robin.
Thank you. My question, Maureen Lawson for 40 Rose Lawn Boulevard. I've learned that piece now. What I didn't understand from my first question was you are still then including the aprons in the driveways, meaning that those with paver drives will have the concrete apron.
Yes, that is the plan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. We'll go on to Robin. You're on mute, Robin.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can, thank you.
All right, fantastic. So,
Robin,
I guess...
could you give us your name and address?
Yes, Robin Nelson, 260 Roselawn Boulevard.
Thank you.
And I guess I wanted to follow up on what some of the other people have said. Mr. Harris is proposing the motion to essentially... Sorry.
That's okay.
Singing. To essentially... do the same project as, let me make sure I understand this, the same project as was proposed without the sidewalk alternative bid. But the...
He's resident two.
Yeah.
But the narrowing is the only portion that Mr. Harris is talking about removing from that. The sidewalk infrastructure, all of that is exactly the same in terms of everything that would have been done, whether or not this narrowing portion is removed. Is that correct? Okay. So I guess what some of the other people have said in terms of use of the road currently, which, you know, we are all living here right now, we're all the taxpayers right now, the street is being used for bikes, for pedestrians, for families that have kids. If the road is narrowed by 2 feet on both sides in the straightaways, my concern is that's taking away space that we are walking in right now. That not that the cars are driving in, but the people are walking in, or the people are riding their bikes in. So if we cut that down, it's now bringing people that much closer to the vehicles. It's making it where current people on the street are no longer going to want to use the street because they're not going to feel safe anymore, which is then pushing the issue of needing a sidewalk, which we didn't necessarily need. We haven't had any safety issues. Over 93% of our street is saying, no, we don't want it right now. I understand that you guys are trying to plan for the future, but I feel like perhaps that should be something that a future board should do with the next reconstruction. I don't know how much it's costing to do all of this additional sidewalk infrastructure. That is something we asked for last week. That's still not been explained. It's not free. I know it's not free to take a lane and move it 2.5 feet as was proposed. You're going to have to match up the sewers and everything to match up with the street. You're cutting off the boulevards. Now, I know the first 1,400 feet, you're saying that there's only 4 trees. That's only 4 trees that you're choosing to take down. Your R.A. Smith drawing does show the drip lines, the tree diameters. We do know that construction in the areas of those drip lines will cause root damage, and the trees will eventually die if they get root damage. And then that means the village on the boulevard sections is going to have to pay to remove those trees, to replace those trees on the property owner side, same story. So if we're not removing them now, if they have to get removed later, that needs to be factored in. So I guess I'm just trying to say is that this is something that when people want it, that maybe is a good time to do it. When people don't want it, the infrastructure isn't needed right now. I've seen the list of all the paver ratings for the street in Alloway, and there's a ton of streets that haven't been touched since the 1970s that are paver 2 or paver 3, which means they're almost at a failure status. And if that's the case, then why aren't we focusing the money for this infrastructure of a sidewalk on fixing actual street that needs it instead of putting something in that we might use in the future, but we don't know for sure? It just doesn't seem like a adequate use of taxpayer money. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Mr. Rich. We'll take two more. So we'll take Mr. Rich and then whatever is identified as ASUS's iPhone.
Randy Rich, 260 Roseline.
Thank you.
I like what Matthew came up with. I wouldn't prepare for sidewalks at this point, but, you know, you can't have everything you want. But this narrowing of the street's been a big issue, and I don't think, there's only two boulevards in Alloway. I don't think people realize the difference in a boulevard and a street. I don't know what this big push is to narrow it by 2 feet. That little bit isn't going to make that much of a difference, especially when we only repave every 30, 40 years. But if you're on a street like yours, Jim, and a car's coming down both ways, and a car's parked on the side, cars coming down the street will automatically shift over because it's all one big street and you can use the street. On the boulevard, that's not the case. If you have a lane so wide and a vehicle's coming down, somebody's parked on it, you can't just shift over. And we see this all the time. Like today, your street sweeper came through. They could hardly make it through that street when somebody was parked on the street. And that's very important for us to have decent parking. Everybody here, I'm sure, has people come to their house to visit and they need to park on the street. And so that concept that, the boulevard is no different than any other street, make it narrow, people will slow down. I know you did things over on your street to help people slow down. You put a bump out, 3 foot bump out. I walk down your street and it doesn't work.
I didn't live here when they did that. It was not a good decision.
I think that's a disaster, but what's there?
It's 15 feet from curb to curb on where the bump outs are.
Yeah, and I walked down there just a week or two ago, and a car came whipping through, and we were right there almost by the bump out. Man, they were really flying. Yep. So it didn't do the job. But anyway, so I would like people to look at a boulevard is different than a regular street, and you got to realize the traffic can't automatically shift because there's a parked car and shift over. So then you're basically, that parked car and that car going past it is very tight.
Good.
And it doesn't take, genius to figure that out. You can look at the street, you can watch how the traffic goes. You don't have that flexibility. So I guess that's what I'd like people to look at different is, I can see why you want to prepare for the future, but we know our street is not a third street with access at the other ends. And I wouldn't take my money, and I hope none of you would, and say, I might do some modification of my house 30 years from now. So I'm going to take $50,000 today and spend it on my house just in case 30 years from now when maybe one of my relatives owned the house, I'm dead and gone. That's the worst financial advice anybody could have. I would put that money in the stock market, and I could probably do 5 of those projects 30 years from now. So nobody's even, kept talking about prepare for the future. Nobody's even thought of how do you spend money. Nobody, no business would spend money like that. Say, just in case 30 years from now, let's spend a whole bunch of money and let it sit with no gain on it that we might use it 30 years from now. I keep hearing we're talking about financial things and safety things. Well, that is not being very financially wise, spending money before you need to. But that's not my biggest concern here. My biggest concern here is that you've got to realize this is a boulevard and you don't have the flexibility for the traffic to shift when a car is sitting there in their way. So they have to just squeeze right by it, maybe scrape the edge of the other car just to get by it.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Raptor, could I ask for a clarification on that statement?
You can ask me.
All right, I'll ask you. I'm curious, when he's talking about the car scraping by and cars parked, is he talking in the 20-foot-wide one-way lane around the island, or are you talking in the 36, 32-foot section?
Good question. Mr. Rich. Oh, you're on mute, Randy.
Yeah. I am talking in the 20-foot width which I believe part of that is even the curb that you don't drive in. That's where I'm talking, definitely.
Yeah, and that won't get narrowed. Those sections will not be narrowed by any recommendation.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, try to educate some people that with only 20 feet there, it doesn't give you much room. Now, these boats we were talking about earlier, the boat trailers, they wouldn't need, if a car is parked in front of my house, I'd hate to see them try to drive in that other part of that lane to get past them.
Yeah, that is definitely, as was mentioned earlier, that's something we have to look at.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Appreciate the input and taking the time to listen to my comments.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry, I don't know your name, but you just took your coat off, and it says Asus' iPhone. Take yourself, there you go. Could you give us your name and address, please?
Sure, Christina Benegra, and my husband Tom is here as well. He just got home from work, so he's eating. So.
Thank you. What's your address, Christina?
560 Roselawn.
Thank you.
So we are one of those small families. We have a 5-year-old and an almost 3-year-old. So I just want to comment. I don't want to duplicate what everybody else has said, so I'm trying to keep this short. And I do want to thank the board and the trustees for willing to hear us out. I know it's difficult when there's difference of opinion, and I know you guys are trying to do the best job that you're able to do in the time restraints and everything you have to. One of the things I just wanted to bring up, so I recently took my almost three-year-old out on his tricycle, and the comfort for me as a parent when we bought a house, I actually went into labor buying this house with our youngest, so that's a little side note. The comfort of the road on this street was the fact that there was enough space that you could be with your little ones on the side of the road, and still cars could pass without you feeling like you had to jump onto the grass to move out of the car's way. There's enough space, there's enough time for you to see the cars way up the road and behind you. And for me, that was something very comforting to me because I grew up in the country, so I grew up in Little South Manitowoc. So for me, coming to you're in the city but not, you feel like you're kind of in your own little space here. I just want the board and the trustees to, and I don't know, maybe take a walk down our street if you haven't before, and you probably have. Everybody's pretty well aware of where we are. And just kind of get a sense. I mean, that's how we meet our neighbors. We're in the middle. The kids all play together. We're all in the middle, and still there's enough time to respond to the traffic here. I mean, everybody that drives down our street knows the kids that are on the street and knows when to slow down, and the traffic's very safe here. So I just want the designers and things to just keep that in mind, that that's why we use the street we do, because we feel comfortable to have our kids out in front of our house and use the street because we know there's enough space for traffic to get through and things. So just want to put those couple points out, that we are one of the houses that are going to be affected by this first stretch of construction that you're doing. And one of the things we're so comfortable with is the fact that there is so much space and the boulevard's there, and it's a sense of security and safety for especially us as young parents, for our kids to play in the front of our house without worrying about getting hit and things. So just something I wanted to bring up, because we are one of those young families and want to stay here a long time, and this decision that's happening tonight does make a huge impact on, do we want to stay here? You know, I mean, it is a big decision, and, you know, we just want to keep the safety of our street intact, and the fact that our neighbors are so close and everybody's aware of, you know, keeping a watch out for all the kids on the street, it's just really important. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Christina. I've enjoyed this conversation, and like I mentioned, I think I said I was going to allow two more people to talk, and I did.
I've been asking for 10 minutes, and you won't let me speak.
What's his name?
First of all, what I want to do is to say thank you very much.
Jim.
To everyone. No, Jim. I'm sorry I didn't recognize you. You didn't have your hand raised, and I didn't see you. I apologize. But I want to thank everyone, first of all, for...
Jim, can I speak? I'd like to speak, please.
Jim, the answer is no. The answer is no, and I'll have to remove you from the meeting if you don't stop. Moving on.
Jim, I'd like to speak, please.
President Rafter, I move to return to regular order.
Okay, we have a motion to return to regular order. Do we have a second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich. We have a motion to return to regular order and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Okay, as I was saying, we asked at the beginning, or I asked at the beginning, that we respect everyone's opinions, and you've all been very respectful, very patient, and I truly appreciate it. I learned a lot again tonight from you, and the discussion about safety. That makes sense to me, personally. But what I will do, we have a motion to make the change by taking 2 feet off the islands on the north side, shifting the curb 24 inches, no effect to the middle existing straightaways, as we've been talking about, and to continue to allow for future development of sidewalks. We have that and a second. Any continued discussion from the village board members?
Just a point of clarification, that roadway that's not including the islands would remain at 36 feet.
Matthew, correct?
That is the motion that I put out there, is that there would be zero change to road width.
Okay.
And to Randy's point earlier, even in the boulevard areas, that will not change.
I have a question as well, if that's okay.
Yes.
I just want a clarification on the driveways. On the south side, we would have a 6-foot concrete driveway apron. On the north side, then, we'd have a 6-foot concrete driveway apron and a 5-foot concrete driveway sidewalk section.
Matthew, is that your intention?
Pardon?
Is that your intention? Well, that's part of the base bid, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd just be replacing a different amount of concrete.
Okay. So, yes. Any other discussion among board members?
President Rafter?
Yes, Mr. Sampson.
I have a question for Mr. Jean, our Public Works Director. I came in and spent quite a bit of time looking at the plans that were before us last Monday night, and those are the plans with a 32-foot width, and to me, they looked fairly balanced. What's the word when both sides are equidistant? It looked like the roadway was centered on, more or less centered on the island, imperceptible if it wasn't. So the idea that it's going to be lopsided and you're going to be coming in very much strongly towards one side or the other, I didn't see that when I looked at the plans, Sean. So did those plans, if we're going to save 4 feet from where the road is now in the straightaways, did that 2 feet of extra green space, and it doesn't have to be grass, you don't have to mow it, it could be prairie plantings, that would be my preference, I guess, for nature, butterfly plant. Sean, would that 4 feet be distributed between the south and the north side, or would it be all on one side under the plans I looked at the other day?
2 feet on each side.
Okay. And those plans looked looked fairly balanced to me, that it remained centered and equidistant. And was that your impression?
Yeah. It would be too if as Matthew's suggesting, to go back to the 36-foot width outside of the island areas. The road center line is, for the most part, in the center of the existing right-of-way.
Okay. Did that help, Chris?
Yeah, that answered my question. And if now's the time to elaborate, I didn't care 36 or 32 feet, but it came back to us as a 32-foot recommendation. I did due diligence and found 32 is not customary. 32 is more than ample. And again, the gentleman, Mr. Rich, I think it was, makes a good point that a boulevard may be different, although our traffic engineers did not say to us, keep it at 36 because a boulevard is different. Our road designers said 32 is plenty. 32 is the widest residential street in Alloway. And I'll vote against this, and I hope people join me on it. And I would introduce a motion to do everything that Trustee Harris's plan did, except reduce it to 32, as was recommended by the traffic and safety experts. And also, the other thing I'll share my background real quick is I also have had a...
Chris, yep. Are you going to make a substitute motion, or do you want to elaborate first?
I'd like to see... I don't know. This has been my first go-around on the board. I don't know if I should make a substitute motion or whether we should vote on this, and if that fails, introduce a motion that I'd be more comfortable supporting. And, okay, and one of the reasons that the environmental aspect is on forefront for me is that our family has had an interest in property on the Cloverleaf Chains, Pine Lake near Clintonville, for many years. And I'm president of the Lake Association there now, and we just got a $10,000 grant from the DNR to install buffer strips of native plantings along everybody's, or those that want it, shoreline. Because there's so much pavement, driveways are bigger, houses are bigger, and people have lawn. It all runs off into the lake, phosphorus. So at a lake where it's more immediate, the DNR is giving us money to increase green space and buffer strips. And here, with I think, not a lot of justification, we don't want that. We want more pavement because on Roselawn Street, we drive bigger vehicles. I know I understand that, and I understand the safety aspect, but there are families also that feel very safe on 32 feet. And in my neighborhood, the widths are 23 and 28. And I think the safety thing, I would just feel if we're going to spend almost $100,000 extra to give Rosemont that extra feeling of safety, and we set a precedent that we should do that, we should look at widening all our streets. And if we do, I think that's a bad look, and it goes against the grain of what I'm seeing everywhere, and I'll get off my soapbox, and I'm fine. I would have been fine if it was 36 and this didn't come up. I wouldn't have caught it. But now that I've looked into it, the safety experts say 32 is still enough room for parking on both sides. 20 feet for one lane, as I said last week, and it wasn't to say that everybody should have a 23-foot street. I've got a 23-foot street on all of my, and we've got young families. So that's it. I'm done. Thank you.
Well, you bring up an excellent point, as do the folks who want it to remain at 36 feet. And they're two different, I see them to be two different issues. One, green space is better than concrete. I get it, and I agree with that. The issue brought up by several folks tonight about the safety aspect. We don't know if we're ever going to have a sidewalk there, right? So going back to my point earlier, or last week, our job is to be able to provide safe passage. Right now, the only passage we have is for cars and pedestrians to share the same bunch of asphalt, right? So I think that makes sense to leave it as is, to allow for that extra space personally.
Thank you, and I respect that, and I do appreciate, at the end, Mr. Rich came through and talked about how maybe a boulevard is different. Now, our engineers and safety experts and designers didn't build that in, so I wonder, but that's a fair point.
Yeah. It's been a great discussion. Anything else from my fellow trustees? Okay, so we have a motion to shift or cut 24 inches off of the islands and shift the roadway 24 inches without changing the road width at all, and to allow for sidewalks in the future, grading the site, and to allow for sidewalks in the future. Is that correct, Mr. Harris?
Yes, it is, and I'd also just want to double check, as long as Christina's on the phone, if she can make sure that everything's, if we've laid everything out in a proper fashion.
I think as far as this vote, if that's what you're trying to accomplish, I think it's adequate how you phrased it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Thank you. Motion passes. I thank everyone very much. I look forward to seeing you on Roselawn. Hope you don't throw tomatoes at me. But it's been a great conversation. I thank you all very much for being part of the conversation. And I've enjoyed it, and hopefully we'll have, I'm sure we'll have a beautiful street for you and your families to walk on, drive on, and play on. So thank you very much. We will move on to agenda item number 6. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? We have a motion to adjourn and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much, all. Have a great night.